I feel good. I believe we have a great training staff, so I'm putting all my faith in them and God, obviously. He'll get me up and ready to go.
Is this comparable in any way to what you had in training at last year?
It's not nowhere near as severe, or I wouldn't say severe. It wasn't severe ever, but it's nowhere near that. And like today, I woke up felt pretty good. So we're just being cautious and taking the right steps, you know, for the team.
You played nearly every snap. Is this something that happened early and you had to push through, or is it a late thing?
It happened in like third quarter, and then it got worse in the fourth when someone pushed me when I was going to block for Duke. I got pushed out of bounds and I was trying to catch myself, and then someone hit me. So that's when it got grabbed like that. But it's football.
So are you going to be able to practice fully today, or will you be limited?
Today I won't practice today at all. And then we'll see how it feels going forward for tomorrow. But I participated today in the walkthrough. We're seeing how it goes, and we're being cautious and, you know, taking the right steps and make sure that I'll be able to help the team come Sunday.
You're one of those guys that's always around here, whether it's studying film, working out, whatever. You got the new therapy pools and stuff like that. How beneficial having that stuff here within this building has that been? How much you think that's going to help you recover faster?
I love it. You know, I love that Mr. Haslam put that stuff in there for us. It's a big deal, you know, especially for me, because, you know, I like to take advantage of this stuff as much as possible. So everything he has in there, you know, it's all geared towards winning. And, you know, that's the mindset that he has and this organization has. So we have to take our steps forward, you know, and use those things to help us get through this this rough patch we got going on. So me individually, I think it's going to help me get together and help me to where I can, you know, feel pretty good Sunday, hopefully. So I'm going to take advantage of it every day, stay here as late as possible, and continue to keep on getting stuff done. So, because, like I said before, I'll do whatever it takes to win. And now it comes back onto my statements, you know. So we're going to see how it goes. You know, I'm going to try to go, you know, because we owe this to the city. You know, we got to get a win. Our teammates, this whole team, you know, we work so hard. So I'm going to do everything I can possible to make sure I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a take on the way Perfect plays the game and press the envelope on legal versus illegal hits?
I saw the hit on Martellus. It didn't look good, but I personally like Perfect. You know, I like the way he plays the game. I mean, not from the standpoint of, some dirty stuff, you know, that goes on. But I think he's an excellent player. Even when I was there for a short period of time with Hugh in Cincinnati, I had some conversations with him. And he's a team guy, and he loves the game, you know. So sometimes the emotions and stuff might come out. You know, something like that may happen, a dirty play. But there's a lot more guys doing stuff like that as well, you know, with Perfect. So, you know, he just has to control it, you know. And like I said, I'm a big fan of his, and you know, I think he plays the game, you know, fast, and he tries to be physical, and he tries to outplay the offense. You know, I put everything in God's hands, really. So you don't go into a game thinking, "Oh, am I worried about?" No, I'm not worried about that. You know, I put everything in God's hands, and whatever's going to happen is what God already has in the plan for myself and my teammates. So it is what it is. We're trying to go out there and win. I'm not worried about who plays this dirty or who doesn't do anything dirty. It doesn't matter, because it's irrelevant right now. We're trying to win.
Terrell, you're good friends. You told us the other day with Jordan Poyer, and I'm sure you're probably so grateful that he's, you know, back here and everything. Mm-hmm. But did you have any thoughts yesterday on Antonio posting the dead Instagram?
For me, when I first saw it, you know, it kind of angered me, you know, because, you know, to hit a guy blindside, it's not – if you're going head up with a man and you beat a man face-to-face and he sees you, you see him, all right, cool. But if you're a special teams guy and you're popping that stuff on there like, you know, you're some type of superhero or something, and you're just because you're hitting a guy blindsided and you think that's cool, that's where the problem comes in. So I think he should stay to his special teams and what he does, and don't, you know, post stuff when a man's not looking, you know, and taking a hit like that.
It's within the rules of the game, a hit like that, but how hard is it as a teammate to see a teammate, you know, decleated like that?
I mean, obviously, it's a game, you know. I was fine with it, obviously, because it's a game. It's what happens, you know. You know, we put ourselves in that situation, you know, by signing on and signing the contract to play here, you know. But the only thing I didn't like was when the guy posted it bragging, you know, relentless. What is relentless about that? Hitting the guy, another man, when he's not looking, you know. And I don't want to get into it, you know, because that's – right now it's about Cincinnati and that, but – I love Poyer like a brother, and that really angered me. And we could go to the next question, but that was bullcrap.
This is something from your perspective special to Hugh. Have you got a sense of that?
Say again.
Returning to Cincinnati, any?
Nah, I could care. I don't care too much for Cincy.
For Hugh, I'm sorry.
For Hugh, absolutely. You want to get a win for him, you know, and just like every game. You want to play your best for Coach Hugh because he shows us every single day how much this game means to him, and he coaches his butt off, you know, and he gets us in the right position. Like I said, I tweeted something off Twitter, you know, and I reposted it and said, you know, yeah, Coach Marvin says somebody misses him. Yeah, he misses him because he's a great, great coach, you know, and he puts us in the right position all the time, and it's up to us to capitalize and play as a team and play as an offense and a defense, a special teams core, and go down there and handle the business that Coach puts forth for us. So that's all on us, you know, at the end of the day. We got the coaches build the game plan and build what's going to happen and puts the plays in that he thinks is going to work. So it's up to us to execute it and play at a high level.
Do you see any similarities between Andy Dalton and Cody Kessler?
I haven't been around Andy and, like, catch balls and stuff, so I know Cody a little more. But the time I spent with Andy in the quarterback room, I mean, the guy, he's a freak throwing the ball, you know, he's a natural. And, I mean, he has a lot of playmakers out there as well. So I'm a big fan of Andy. I think he's a great player, and he plays the game the right way. And he's very, you know, what I like about him and Cody, that something similar is that he'll take hits, get up, and ready for the next play, you know. So that's something that, you know, we got to get after him on defense, and you know, but I'm a big fan of his. I think he's a great player.
Well, off the topic, but you're on pace for like 80-some catches, mm-hmm. like 8 to 10 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you start thinking about your contract?
At what point? You don't. Because right now, you know, my job is right now is to do the best I can for the team, you know, and there's so much stuff that goes involved in that contract stuff. It's not even, you know, it's irrelevant right now to even bring that stuff up. Right now, I'm really focusing on Sunday and getting back out there and helping the team. And I'm really looking forward to that. I really am.
Do